Today, 35 new peacemakers are fanning out into and throughout Indianapolis neighborhoods. Working under our Office of Public Health and Safety, they will identify and provide a better path to those at risk of committing or falling victim to gun violence and violence generally. For individuals who adopt that message, history has shown strong, positive results. But what should be just as clear is that choosing the other path, the path of violence, of victimizing neighbors and neighborhoods, comes with serious consequences. That is why, when we announced our three-year, $150 million public safety plan in August of 2021, we put a priority on law enforcement, supporting the men and the women of IMPD with a historic level of investment. That meant funding for 100 additional police officers, for added civilian staff to handle non-emergency calls. It also meant enhancing IMPD's crime-fighting technology to the tune of $9 million. So today you'll hear about our department's priorities as we enter the new year, and you will hear updates as to existing efforts. That includes things like new license plate readers installed downtown just over the course of the last month. And you will hear about the continued success of the Indiana Crime Guns Task Force. And building on their commitment to transparency, IMPD will announce and will hold town halls in all six police districts while continuing to consult with the public on future locations of public safety cameras and license plate readers. Today, IMPD Chief Randall Taylor and Assistant Chief Chris Bailey will walk you through this important and necessary work. I also want to recognize the rest of the IMPD command staff, as well as OPHS Director Lauren Rodriguez. What should be clear today is the city's broad commitment to public safety, to reverse the spike in deadly gun violence that our city experienced last year and the year before. A commitment that includes an unprecedented investment in both grassroots crime prevention as well as more, better law enforcement resources. With that, I'll hand it over to Chief Taylor. Chief.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. So let me acknowledge first, last year was truly a difficult year for our community, for our officers, for our detectives, all that are involved in trying to keep Indianapolis safe. But it's important to know that despite those challenges, we did see some success in some significant areas. Our homicide numbers are down 35%. Compared to this time last year. As of this morning, our non-fatal shooting numbers, our incidents, are also down 40% from last year. It's worth noting that while the number of shooting incidents was up in the first 6 months of 2021, the number was down during the last 6 months of during the 2020, 11%. We want to thank our partners at IU for their assistance in helping track that data. We continue to receive tremendous help from the community. Probably one of the things that I'm most impressed with and most pleased with, the message of getting out to the community and making sure that they understand that we are on the same team together, that if we have any success, it's not going to just be the IMPD, but that partnership that we have with the community appears to be paying off. We've had a number of people that have come forth and have helped with some pretty violent, pretty deadly crimes that has allowed us to make a number of arrests. And we're still committed to the city and to the community. You'll see that more so this year because the IMPD will continue by having district town halls. That'll be in every district that will have at least one. The first one will be on January 31st of this year. It'll be at 6 p.m. in the Southeast District. The hope is that community will participate in that. Now, this will be virtual because of COVID, but this is really one of those things we want to make sure the community knows that we're committed to. You know, we've had conversations with some groups that involve juveniles as well, to get their opinions, to get their mindset on what is going on within their lives. We look forward to that and continuing those things. Those are all important to us. Now, for a deeper dive into the specifics of what we're doing, what we have done, and the things we hope to change, I'll bring up Assistant Chief Christopher Bailey.
Thanks, Chief. Good afternoon. Good to see most of you today. Just kidding. Just trying to make a little levity here. What you're going to hear from me is a little bit of information about what we're doing in 2022. Most of it is a continuation of what we started in 2021. Just a few ground rules. What we're going to do today is I'll briefly highlight some key initiatives and goals for the year. We're not going to take any questions from the podium today, but all the people that are up here are going to be available one-on-one in different parts of the room to answer your specific questions about whatever specifically you want to know about what we talked about today or any other issues that you may have. So to be clear, this is very simple for us. Although not simple to accomplish, the words are simpler. Our number one priority in this police department is to reduce violent crime. It has been and will continue to be in 2022. Every officer, every detective on this police department, everything they do needs to be focused around reducing violent crime. Whether it's in our community engagement bureau, each time you have a time to have a conversation with a youth that may be going down the wrong direction, you potentially save their life or save someone else's. All those little interventions mean something. So every person in our agency, everything they do, needs to look at their work through the lens of reducing violent crime. That's what we've been doing, that's what we'll continue to do. So I'm gonna highlight four key things this year. Like I said, we'll remain laser focused on those small number of people and places responsible for violent crime. We're gonna continue to improve our functionality and accessibility to IMPD's data, both for internal and external use. We're gonna roll out modern policing technology to prevent and solve crime. And we're gonna expand our community engagement efforts and our recruiting efforts as we try to fill every hole in our agency with a man or woman who's dedicated to serving the citizens and the public of Indianapolis. So the first, laser focus on policing to reduce violent crimes. Everything we do needs to be constitutionally sound. We are committed to constitutional policing while being laser focused on the small number of people committing the violent crimes. In April of last year, you recall we kicked off the Enhanced Public Safety Initiative, ECSI. That involved creating new proactive policing teams on the three most violent districts, North, East, and Northwest District, along with refocusing our narcotics detectives on the districts and some district detectives on violent crime and violent offenders. In 2021, those violence reduction teams, those violent crime task force detectives and officers took 853 guns off our streets. They made 1,697 felony and felony warrant arrests. And Captain Ball is here, and after we're done today, Captain Ball can answer specific questions about where we're at now with those teams, how we've enhanced them, what we're looking forward to doing with those teams in 2022. I said we refocused our narcotics detectives and created the violent crimes task forces on each district. Before, the narcotics units were focused solely on narcotics activity. These detectives, along with district detectives whose focus is guns, focus not only on narcotics and community complaints, but on violent offenders, people shooting guns in the air that don't hit anybody, but are general nuisance in the neighborhood and cause people to be put in harm's way. Also in July of 2021, the Crime Gun Intelligence Center, which kicked off in 2019 in a partnership with the IMPD and ATF, expanded and became the Indiana Crime Guns Task Force. We added detectives from the Carmel Police Department, from the Zionsville Police Department, from the Plainfield Police Department, from the Avon Police Department. The Indiana State Police and the Fishers Police Department are still engaged and heavily engaged in this, what I believe can change the trajectory of gun investigations in all of Indiana. They're invested just like we are in this endeavor. Last year, they took 288 firearms off the street and made 270 total arrests. And when we talk about their arrests, you don't become a target or you don't become arrested by the Indiana Crime Guns Task Force unless you've been engaged in some sort of violent crime. So it's 270 individuals and 280 plus guns that have a nexus to violence in our community or one of our surrounding communities. In partnership with the Marion County Forensic Services Agency, our partners at the Crime Lab, who look extremely hard, nothing we could do from solving a homicide case to putting guns into the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network happens without their help. They put in over 4,000 firearms and 3,500 fired cartridge casings, both record numbers since we started tracking these in 2019. Lieutenant Brezik with the Indiana Crime Guns Task Force is here to answer questions specific to where we're at with the Indiana Crime Guns Task Force. We are also still committed to addressing mental health services and behavioral health services utilizing our MCAT unit and our homeless outreach unit. This year, we combined the efforts of what was our behavioral health unit and MCAT into one unit. We have 9 teams of clinicians and officers that are out there in the streets helping those that are in crisis, diverting them from the jail as much as possible in the criminal justice system. Last year, they took 979 runs. 97.3% of the people that they encountered did not go to jail. They went and got help. This does not include the thousands of immediate detentions that our officers do each day, where people are taken to hospital for treatment and then referred at one point to the AIC for additional assistance and support. Also today, as the mayor said, the Office of Public Health and Safety, their peacemakers hit the streets to work alongside the community to try to prevent some of these things from escalating, some of these disturbances, some of these simple disputes or ongoing feuds. They just start on social media or other ways, they end up in violence. Their purpose is to try to prevent those folks from having to ever encounter with law enforcement, to save someone's life, to save someone from being shot. Director Rodriguez, a great partner to the IMPD, she's here today to answer questions specific to those that project, as well as the many others that her office is engaged with to address the root causes of crime and disorder in our community. We have to be able to do both. We have to be able to stop the bleed now by using law enforcement efforts to do that, as well as look at long-term solutions to prevent people from being in these situations in the first place. Excuse me. Data and technology, where are we at right now? We've made a tremendous amount of progress over the last 2 years as we talk about data and technology on this police department. A lot of that thanks to the leadership of Deputy Chief Cunningham and Major Matt Thomas, who will both be available today to talk about specifics of this. But what have we done so far? We added 10 new automated license plate readers to the downtown area just before the national championship, as well as updating existing infrastructure, camera infrastructure downtown with new technology that hasn't been replaced since prior to the Super Bowl in 2012. We remain on track to add 25 ALPR systems to the Southwest District in April of this year. and will continue to upgrade the existing infrastructure and install new public safety cameras in neighborhoods experiencing gun violence, traffic fatalities, and other issues.